The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Be Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on.
And I could do those commercials for like mesothelioma. And all
but
that.
You don't have mesothelioma.
No, that's true, and I don't have a structured settlement either, so I can't have, go for J.G. Wentworth.
No, so what you need to do is you need to find a structured settlement that you can get. So you can do the structured settlement commercials, and I can do the compression socks commercials, and we can make some money. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 186 of the Joe and Anthony Show, for Monday, August 5th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook. Go visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow.
Yeah.
You can also find the Joe and Anthony Show on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All and our very own website. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us now, dammit. Without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Isn't she lovely tonight?
Yeah,
better than Roger. I got into the in the Tampa studios this afternoon, and he was mopping the studio floor. Problem is, the studio's floor is carpet.
Fart.
Yeah, there you go.
Fart.
Yep. There you go. Get it out. Get it out, Roger, just as long as you're in the hallway or something. God, please be in the hallway or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hurricane season is getting busy for us.
Are you experiencing a lot of hurricanes over the studio?
No, we're not experiencing hurricanes in the studio, but there's a lot of development out in the... Oh, by the way, are you in the chat room? Is anyone in the chat
room?
I
sure am.
Okay, good. There's been some development out in the Atlantic, and it's been kind of here and there and fizzling out, but there's definitely been development. So, we are... definitely looking at what may possibly be a busy hurricane season. Hopefully we are not impacted by anything and it like all either fizzles out in the Gulf or it, you know, does the Atlantic side or just kind of, you know, spins off somewhere where it doesn't really do much damage. But yeah, it looks like it's gonna get kind of crazy. So
wow.
Yeah, so how about you, Joe? How's your day, week, month,
well,
year thing?
Today was a lazy day, to be honest.
Yeah,
it was very lazy. It was Lollapalooza this past weekend, and
I saw that.
Yeah, I was listening to a lot of the scanner reports and watching Twitters and such. And yeah, they had a death. They had 30 arrests.
Wow,
and quite a few injuries. Such.
Did they say what the death was about?
It was some kind of a medical emergency.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Which, you know, could mean anything, a drug overdose to who knows what. Because it's Lollapalooza. It's, according to Twitter, Lollapalooza is Chicago's Coachella, except that the people are uglier.
Well, isn't that nice? I always found Chicago people attractive. Fuck you, whoever wrote that article.
And you know what? Summer is half over. Isn't that interesting?
Summer is mostly over by us. The kids are all starting to go back to school soon. So that usually prompts the end of summer for us here. Although it will still be ball sweating hot for the next like 2 months, 2-3 months.
So we have some announcements, don't we?
Yes. In the near future, we're looking, I don't know, September-ish time frame, we're going to be moving to the Tuesday evening time slot at, again, 8 o'clock, same time, just going to be Tuesday evening. I'm taking classes. I think I've alluded to that over the past, but there is a really good networking course I need to take, and it only happens on Monday nights next semester. So I have to go, and it's not an online thing. I was hoping it was an online thing, but it's an actual lab course, which should be fun, which will be great. It's a Cisco class. So it should be fun. Oh yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
So we'll keep you posted, folks, when that change happens.
Oh, definitely. So yeah, Monday nights will be Tuesday nights. We'll give you plenty of notice on that.
Nice. So our chat room is open at shyampa.org. I'm in there right now. Our phone lines are also ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566. And Anthony, what you got for us in your weed corner?
Oh, I got some weed stuff in here. The first one comes from the Associated Press. The Louisiana Agriculture Commission announced Thursday that one of two state-sanctioned growers can begin shipping product to registered dispensaries. Patients in Louisiana have been waiting 4 years for access to medical marijuana since it became legal in 2015. 9 dispensing pharmacies across the state have been chosen by the pharmacy board and have readied their locations while awaiting the product. It is unclear how many of these dispensaries will immediately begin dispensing medical marijuana. Louisiana is allowing medical marijuana to treat a long list of diseases and disorders such as cancer, seizure disorder, epilepsy, glaucoma, post-traumatic stress disorder, and Parkinson's disease. Marijuana can be available in medicinal oils, pills, liquids, topical applications, and an inhaler. No flower for you, Louisiana. Yep. Our next story comes from MarijuanaMoment.net by Kyle Yeager. A bipartisan bill to expand access to insurance coverage for marijuana businesses was introduced on Tuesday, the latest in a series of business-focused cannabis legislation that's been filed in Congress this year. Unlike the Senate version of a similar bill, this bill would also require that Government Accountability Office, GAO, to carry out a study on the barriers to marketplace entry, including the licensing process and the access to financial services for potential and existing minority-owned and women-owned cannabis-related legitimate businesses. Currently, cannabis companies operating in compliance with state law are restricted in their ability to gain property, casualty, and title insurance coverage.
Oh, wow.
Another example of the unique financial challenges that the marijuana industry faces under the framework of federal prohibition. The House Small Business Committee also... where are we at? Okay, good. I'm not too fast. Actually, I'm going faster now. I'm going to be out of time. The Small Business Committee also met in June to discuss challenges and opportunities for small marijuana companies, which resulted in a separate bill introduced a few weeks later to provide cannabis businesses access to federal Small Business Administration resources such as microloans, disaster assistance, and the Loan Guarantee Program.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
You know, the thing that I am appreciating, though, is at least more states are getting on board with some sort of legalized cannabis usage.
Oh, no, I totally agree. Absolutely, yes.
You know, I mean, yes, some of it doesn't involve getting flower, but you get what you can get.
You get what you can get. Yeah, no, definitely.
I got to tell you, this the vape option is a decent option. It's, you know, it's a different kind of high. Your lungs don't get all crazy.
No, that's true. That's very true.
And as long as your cartridges aren't flavored with stuff like glycol, propofol, and all that nonsense, you know, you're not going to get sick.
Propylene, flupylene.
Right, whatever that
glaucopalopal fallopian tubes. Yeah,
popcorn
lung. Popcorn lung. Yeah, popcorn lung.
So, you know, but a lot of kids nowadays are vaping.
But they're not even, some are vaping nicotine, and some aren't even vaping that. Some are just, like, vaping just flavored e-juice.
Flavored oil.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. And that's really where a lot of the problem is.
Yeah, there's been some reports in Wisconsin, and I believe one has been reported in Illinois recently.
Ooh.
Of kids getting really sick and unable to breathe and having to get, you know, respiratory support.
Wow, that's kind of scary.
And, you know, being 16, 17 years old and getting that kind of treatment for medical shit? Holy crap. No way.
Right.
That's not bueno.
No,
so, yeah, you're in the Joe's corner.
Joe's and, corner? Yeah, we might as well go ahead and slide in Joe's corner a little bit.
Right. Right.
Let's go ahead and transform ourselves to Joe's corner. There goes the magical trip to Joe's corner.
So, no, I recently discovered quite a few treasure troves of pictures and photos and videos that I've taken over the early 2000s of various things like Halstead Market Days, Pride, various parties and other events.
Yeah.
And, you know, I noticed that I think in the year 2010 is when, like, everything just ceased. Like, when I moved to this apartment here.
Interesting.
In this part of Chicago, everything just... It's like I sort of said, you know what? I'm done with doing things. And I'm just going to stay in my home. And that's it.
You just kind
of
left the community and said, fuck
yeah.
It. Yeah. No, I get it.
You know, and part of it is time. It's like, because now it takes a significant amount of time to get to the same places that I was going.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And it wasn't as, it's not as, I mean, oh gosh, a lot of the places that I used to go out to, I could walk home from there, you know? So if I was that screwed up, I was able to at least navigate home without having to utilize cabs or buses and deal with, you know, long transit times and that kind of thing.
That was the day, wasn't it? I miss those days.
Yeah. Transit times in the city have gone up considerably, and
really,
you know, it seems as if every third car is an Uber or a Lyft.
Wow.
We're still having some issues with scooters. You know, they place these things in places where people are going to see them, so that makes sense. But it's like they're kind of really now making things defined. Like, this is the bus stop, and this is where you can pick up the Uber cool e-scooters. You know, so it's sort of, it is a competition in a sense, and I don't know if the CTA gets it. I just recently, speaking of the CTA, I kind of posted a tweet to the CTA about one of their bus stops. They relocated it, and the information was pointing to some suburban Pace stop. And they gave me some lengthy response, like 2 or 3 days later. And I'm just like, really?
Really?
Just fix the problem. Just send the right information to the systems and we'll be all said and done. But
we apologize for your inconvenience. Due to maintenance issues, it takes us less time to write this letter and mail it to you than it takes for us to send out a repair technician to address the issue. However, please rest assured that we have added to a long list of repairs that are needed within the system, and we'll make sure we get to it as soon as we give a fuck. In the meantime, here's 25-cent stamp and some waste of paper.
Exactly. Not even a credit to your account.
Nope.
So, but, you know, living in where you're at, public transit's not even a...
I know, I don't even really have that option. There's like a few buses, but I actually ran... it was funny because the local bus system down here was running a promotion like a couple of months ago. And it was, you know, take the bus to work day. So I went on the thing. Of course, it's like June, right? So it's kind of already hot out. And there's no bus that goes by my work.
Really?
So I would have to spend like an hour and a half taking a bus to get off at a bus stop a mile away and then walking to my work.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, this is why we all drive, because this is just unacceptable. Yeah.
Now just imagine how amazing it would be, though, if there was a bus line that took you from, even say, from the McDonald's at the corner over there.
Who knows, you know?
You know? And then took you to your job site. How big of a difference would that make in people's lives? And even if only like 15% of the people used it. 15%. That's a significant amount of people.
That's a lot of cars. That's still a lot of cars. The issue is just getting as many cars off the road as possible.
Yeah.
30 people, 30 cars.
Yeah.
30 cars is a lot of cars on the road.
But you have to also now face all kinds of stupid criticism, cultural appropriations, and people describing
buses are for the poor.
Yeah, exactly. And look at all the crazy people on the bus.
Well, it doesn't help here though that unfortunately a bus driver was recently stabbed by a crazy person. So yeah. And he died. So that unfortunately doesn't really help the image of the bus though.
That's a shame.
It is, isn't it?
Light rail would be a way to go. Your roads are wide.
Yep. Well, you got 15 seconds before Roger's National Day thing.
Well, and now we have a word of the day from our friend, your mother. Last week's word was gibbous. This week's word is comeuppance, as in, you will get your comeuppance for all those just desserts you ate. And now I think Roger has something to say.
Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, and well, if you didn't know it, but if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is your National Day moment, for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Monday, August 5th, 2019, and it is National Underwear Day, Woo-hoo! National Work Like a Dog Day, National Oyster Day. Ooh. Well, after Joe sorts his underwear and Anthony works like a dog to get the wheel up and running, he will eventually push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled right after pushing a button, quote-unquote, I think, no. Yes, I really do. I feel so panoochy when I douchey. Mm. Take it away, guys.
You go douchey, Roger. Thanks, Roger. I'm enjoying the new Toe Jam flavor from Paul and Stan's Ice Cream, available exclusively at their local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you miscellaneous stuff. And now time for Joe to spin the wheel. Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
There we go. Finally found the stopping point.
Yay.
All right. I have to open the track. Where's my blinky blinky? Don't I usually have a link here or something?
You do. What happened to
Where's my link? I'm missing my link. Linky.
Yeah, your linky is gone.
Where's my linky?
Error.
Please stand by. Please. All right, hold on. I have it. I have the file. I have to actually go look for it.
Click here to read this story in Spanish.
I don't want to read the story to Anthony News here. Okay. That random newsletter. All right, perfect.
Oh, that's too funny. That's too funny.
All right, now I gotta make a link for this, because if I don't make a link, I won't be able to, do this. Yeah. Are you looking at the story? Okay. Yeah. Our random news story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times. How hot is the real estate market in Tampa Bay? It's so hot that this one listing in St. Petersburg is on fire. A photo of a home in a real estate listing shows a St. Petersburg house on fire. Literally. The house in the fire is burning. It's literally, is it not, Joe? Is it not
it's
on fire?
Burning.
It is burning. There is smoke billowing out of it. There's
I'm for
fire.
Sale, and I'm burning.
Yeah, I'm burning.
I'm burning hot.
I am not making this shit up.
All I'm a starter.
Yeah, right. The house on the property was heavily damaged in the fire and is listed for $100,000 as a land opportunity, as the city has ordered to have the building demolished. The real estate agent who put up the listing was told that the fire occurred about 9 months ago when the previous owners left to visit family. The house is listed as a 1,280-square-foot, three-bedroom, three-bath home with a 6,037-square-foot lot. The original house was built in 1959. The neighborhood is zoned for single-family residence. The agent purposely used the photo of the house on fire in the listing to gain attention of property seekers. Back to you, Betty.
Hey, listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Love Bowl Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Have an idea for a show? Call us at 813-327-8566. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Back to you, Joe. Betty. Bye-bye. Out.
Thanks, Betty. And now, without further ado, it's time for your Chimba weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at 90 degrees. The dew point is at 62. The humidity is at 39%. Winds are howling out of the west at 16 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m., low around 71. Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 83. Tuesday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. with a low around 68. And that's your Chicago weather. And now, for the news.
And now, for the news.
Anthony, you ever needed to pee real, 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 real bad, and the only place you could find it was in a bin of potatoes?
I've had
that ever happened
pee,
to you,
but never that badly.
Specifically in a bin of potatoes?
Specifically in a bin of potatoes.
Ha ha ha. Well, police say a woman was caught urinating in a potato bin at a Walmart store in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania. And you know what? She turned herself in. Yeah.
Good for her.
The West Mifflin Police Department said in a statement that a Walmart employee noticed a pool of urine on the floor near the potatoes on July 24th. Employees with Walmart's Loss Prevention Department checked the security camera and noticed a woman, later identified as Mrs. P.P. Potato Head, allegedly urinating in the potato bin. See, here at Chiampa Radio, we protect the innocent and the not-so-innocent. We changed their names. Anyways, the police department said that Potato Head and her attorney came to the police station, where she confessed to urinating at the Walmart store. The Allegheny County District Attorney recommended Potato Head be charged with criminal mischief, open lewdness, disorderly conduct, and public drunkenness.
Wow.
Mrs. Potato Head, you know, you just... There's bathrooms. There are always bathrooms.
Apparently not for that potato head.
You know. So, well, let me tell you, the large crowds, they make for large pickings.
Oh, of course.
And this is from our lovable, sometimes characterized as a racist website. I do tend to follow this website. It's cwbchicago.com. But lately, people have been criticizing the website for having a racist slant and trying to race bait and such because
that's not good.
The crimes that are reported are quote-unquote petty. I'm sorry, but a man breaking in through my back window is not petty. And coming into my apartment with a gun is not petty. And I want to know if these things are happening. Yeah, that too. But anyways, let's get back to Lollapalooza, because at least one phone theft crew made life miserable for partiers during the first day of the annual Lollapalooza festival in Grand Park. Police refused to file incident reports at the scene, however. Victims were told to submit the report with an officer by dialing 311. Because reports were not immediately filed, the number of victims is not known. But one cop on the scene said a bunch of phones had been stolen in a mosh pit while Elefante performed on Perry's stage around 5:30 p.m. Reports of phones being stolen came in regularly throughout the day. Toward the end of the day, one officer said that a Good Samaritan walked up to him and handed over 8 phones that were found lying on the ground. Boy, that beverage is good, isn't it? Some victims reported the thief. Or was that Mrs. Potato Head? Was that Mrs. P.P. Potato Head?
That was Mrs. P.P. Potato Head. There's a sack of potatoes in the break room.
Well, anyway, some victims reported that a thief approached them to sell drugs for $20 as a ruse. He was described as a man who described as 6'1" tall and wore a red shirt with a snapback hat. At least 2 other men and a woman were also suspected of being involved in the thefts. The mini crime wave resembles a similar crime pattern at Boys Town Pride Fest celebration in June. At least 30 people reported losing their phones to thieves during the 2-day street fair in Halsted Street. Many of them believe the thefts took place while they danced in a crowd.
Here's my thing.
Yep.
These are now like $800 pieces of technology. Some $1,000, $1,200. Some of these are $2,000. If I had $2,000, I would not keep it in my pocket at a street fair.
Especially my back pocket.
Especially my back pocket. If you want a phone to take to a street fair,
in their back pocket.
I don't know either, because I'd always be afraid I'd be sitting on it. But honestly, if you need a phone at a street when you go to the street fair, get like a burner phone.
Yeah.
Something. But that's just ridiculous. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, and if you're going to take pictures with it, make sure the phone is securely in your hands at all times.
Exactly.
True, granted, you could get swiped with it, but that's the risk you take, and you got to just know what the fuck you're doing. So anyways. Moving on.
I'm hitting the button. There we go.
Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty.
Whee! It's time for disgusting ice cream flavors.
Ooh.
Time. Wee, Fiddles McGinty. On a side note, do people really crave this disgusting sounding stuff? Let's see what the story says. From our friends at UPI. Meat purveyor Oscar Mayer is branching out into the dessert game with its latest product. Ice cream sandwiches with bits of real hot dog. Oscar Mayer announced ahead of...
There's a problem with that. Alert. Alert, there's a problem with that.
Fart.
Oscar Mayer announced ahead of Friday's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day that it partnered with New York ice cream company Illinois Laboratorio del Gelato to create the Ice Dog Sandwich, an ice cream sandwich inspired by hot dogs. The sandwich, which features cookies as buns, contains bits of candied hot dog meat and spicy mustard ice cream.
Wow.
The company said its Wienermobile will drive around Manhattan during the week of August 12th to distribute free samples of this unusual dessert.
It better be free.
The announcement
fucking
comes...
people pay for that shit.
The announcement, though, comes on the heels of Condiment Company French's creating a mustard-flavored ice cream that it said will be available in select cities during the summer. And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Yeah, I heard about that ice cream. They were the bobbleheads on the news in the morning were eating it. It was rather funny. Anyway, thanks, Joe.
We keep it current.
We try to keep it current here. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern fried collusion free GMO loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566 or just burp like Joe does sometimes on the microphone. This week on This Way Out, once upon a time in the Oval Office, young queers question straight pride. The first gay man kicked out of the U.S. military is profiled in a Rainbow Minute. And in the news, Montenegro rejects same-gender couple rights. A Warsaw court overrules an anti-queer sticker. Justin Trudeau's gay bar visit makes Canadian history. And zealous Christian Israel Fau flies a wrongful termination lawsuit against Rugby Australia. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll get our coming pants in 4 minutes after. That sounds just so, you know, that just sounds wrong. It's wrong.
We'll get our comeuppance, man.
Comeuppance. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Moo and Ike! Moo, we got baby, spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like too, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs. Ooh, and
here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy middle like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching O-R-E-O.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Radio Moscow, Moscow. This is Radio Moscow, and here is the news.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Moscow.
Czechoslovak Radio Prague. Czechoslovak Radio Prague.
Where are my priorities? What the fuck? I just had a moment where I completely blacked out and have no clue which way my digital circuity was taking me. Input dynamite, hash, tag oopsie betty bit tie, version 2.138, data crystal 9, reboot. Please wait. Blackout. Please wait, cat pooped, input error, meow. Poop, pow, error, poop, D, Loop. Error. Poop. Roger. Poop. Error. Roger fucking damn you. Error. System fatal error. Ba-whoop. Ba-weep. Returning you to Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Why don't you cue one of those robotic things?
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, snacks, adult beverages, etc., 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. By the way, it is no longer moose poop season, thought Yay. You'd like to know. Take it away, the lovable Anthony, I think.
However, it will be moose poop season in the fall, because that's when the moose will come back out.
So what, we only get like a short break of moose poop season? Like moose poop season break? We only get like, what, does it only last like 2 weeks and they're out pooping again? What the hell? Come on, dude. Just gotta give us a little more time than that, you know?
Well, no, you get like whatever, however long summer lasts. That's how much moose poop preseason you get.
I see. All right, well then there we have it. All right, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 87 degrees. We have a heat index of 94 degrees. The humidity is 63%. The dew point is at 73 and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2 this morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 76. Tuesday, 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, partly sunny with a high near 89. On Tuesday night, 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 75.
Oh,
excuse me. 40% chance on Wednesday of scattered showers and storms, partly sunny with a high near 90. Wednesday night, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with over on 76. Joe is showing me something.
Well, you're no longer in the chat room.
Feels like a hot fart outside all the time. Yes, that's how Florida feels like a hot fart all the time. That's it for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Ooh.
Yes, and Florida does feel, in some parts of Florida, smell like a hot fart all the time.
Ooh, yuck.
Yeah, there's some. Ooh, we won't get into that, though. Let's close the weather window. Let's do this. Got to access the database.
Yay, database access.
Exactly. The Florida Sun Sentinel brings us our first crazy Florida story of the night about a man who may have gotten confused with multiple meanings of the word
meow
pussy. The owner of Emerald City told 47-year-old Everett to leave after he tried to bring meow a kitten into the strip club in Murdoch, Florida. Instead of leaving, Everett sat down outside and dialed 911. When the deputies arrived and spoke with Everett, they noted that he appeared to be drunk and told him he needed to leave the premises and called a taxi for him. When the taxi arrived, Everett refused to provide the cabbie with an address and would not say whether he had any money for the fare. Everett allegedly then began to yell and curse and cause a scene, insisting that the club owner had committed a crime and continued to dial 911 on his phone, even though deputies were already on the scene. When deputies ordered Everett to stop calling 911, explaining that continuing to do so in the presence of law enforcement was a crime, Everett refused to hang up and refused to exit the taxi. Everett was eventually placed under arrest and had to be forcibly restrained. I'm sure he was. A lot of blank spots there. He was charged with misuse of a 911 system, disorderly intoxication, trespassing after warning, and resisting arrest without violence. No word on the kitties.
Meow, 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 meow.
We don't know what's going on with the pussy. All right. Tampa Bay's WFLA News Channel 8 brings us our next crazy Florida news story of the night about a woman who misunderstood the concept of a rideshare program. 24-year-old Katie went to the Exxon on 34th Street, North Pinellas Park last Tuesday night and asked to purchase a Juul electronic cigarette. After the clerk handed her the device, deputies say Katie ran from the store. Katie then tried to get into her waiting Lyft driver to leave the gas station, but the driver refused to help her. Deputies say Katie then ordered an Uber driver and started walking away from the Exxon. She was later found in an Uber van in a nearby parking lot. The arrest report says Katie admitted to taking the Juul device. She was arrested and charged with retail theft. The cost of the Juul device listed in the arrest report was $42.79. Who dug it?
I suppose you could resell those, huh?
Or if you just, you know, if you're nicking it, if you have a nick fit. I mean, I used to be a smoker, and you used to be a smoker, so you know how that used to be. So, you know, some people can't kick the habit. It happens. The Naples News brings us our final Florida news story of the night about angry old Florida man. According to reports, Frederick, 62, and a woman had finished eating at the restaurant. On the receipt, he wrote, quote, "if he wasn't gay," end quote, with a $0 tip. The male server showed it to the manager, who walked outside to confront Frederick. When she asked Frederick if he really wrote that on his check, he said yes, and then he snatched the bill from her, ripped it up, and then he grabbed her by the collar, pulled it open, and shoved the torn check down her shirt, touching her breast with his hand, according to the report. Yikes. She then yelled that it was an assault, and he cannot do that. Frederick drove off. Another witness told police that she watched the victim go outside to confront Frederick, who told the victim that he would, quote, "fucking rip it up in her front of her face," quote, and then proceeded to do so and stuff it down the victim's blouse. Witnesses provided a description, and police within an hour tracked down Frederick and questioned him. When police asked Frederick about the incident, he became verbally abusive and angry and denied touching the woman who, along with the 21-year-old woman, later identified Frederick at the police station. Frederick told police he can say whatever he wants to whoever he wants.
Wow,
he was arrested.
What an entitled asshole.
Yeah, talk about entitlement. He was arrested and charged with simple battery, a misdemeanor. Bond was set at $500, and he was released on Sunday from the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office jail. Frederick was
Is there not so simple battery?
Yeah, just battery. Oh. Aggravated battery. Battery with a deadly weapon. Assault with a deadly... It's just like different degrees.
How about battery with stupidity?
I don't think stupidity is a legal definition. Frederick was unavailable for comment. His Facebook page lists that he's a minister and president of Servant's Heart Disaster Relief, a St. Augustine-based nonprofit and evangelical hands-on ministry devoted to helping hurricane victims in North America and the Caribbean. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, before we get back to Betty,
I wonder
if I could go ahead and become a minister.
Can you?
I think there's online things you can
do. Yeah, you can.
And set up and
I think you can.
Become ministers.
Yeah,
I think Minister Chip Skipper.
Minister Chip Skipper.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be
awesome.
All right,
back to you, Betty.
Cue Betty.
Dying over there to talk.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. Be sure to visit us at cheyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. Go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo. Here it comes. Plethora. Monday. Take it away, guys.
I like plethora. Don't you?
It is. I do too. Wow. your hemorrhoids are huge today. And don't they we have are? A few things to talk about tonight, Joe?
I thought my hemorrhoids got back down to normal.
Apparently not. It's still in the script.
Why, yes, Anthony, I can barely sit down. Let's see what we have on the list. Which one do you want to talk about, Anthony? You go first.
I will. Go ahead and grab your donut pillow. We're taking a break on Monday.
Oh, yes, we are.
Why you got all sad? You're the one that wanted to take the break. You had something going on.
Well, I have to work that day, and I'm thinking it's just going to be a long weekend.
No, that makes sense. A lot of times that, yeah, I understand. So yeah, we'll take a break next Monday so Joe can deal with his day job responsibilities and make sure he's not stressing out or coming. Because, you know, we like to perform a quality show. You know, we're all about quality.
And I like to perform quality work.
Yes. The Q in Chiampa stands for quality.
Q for quality. Yes. Chiampa.
There you go. The Q in Chiampa stands for quality.
Ooh, maybe I should make a new little three-part harmony advertisement for that.
Ooh, there you go. There you go.
I like three-part harmonies.
Do you?
Yes.
I see. All right.
So, yeah. Something that's not three-part harmony is what's been going on this weekend, if you didn't hear.
Oh, my goodness. Gun violence just got out of hand in this country.
Yeah.
And now we're having back-to-back in different parts of the country, unrelated.
People want to point all kinds of different fingers at different things in terms of what to blame and who to blame. Obviously, you only have yourself to blame if you advocate for guns and you're violent and you show it and prove it, like what happened this weekend.
Yeah, just there needs to be so I understand that laws can only do so much, but we need to maybe more mental checks, more background checks, better mental checks, better background checks.
Well, and you know, I don't think you need registration. An 1847 to hunt a deer or to hunt ducks.
No, apparently not.
You know, now here's the thing: if you really want these kinds of weapons, I advocate perhaps rental centers where you are allowed to use this for an hour, 2 hours, in a specific part of some random forests out in the middle of nowhere where you can't hurt anybody.
Or if you feel the need to own these, maybe you should go through a mental evaluation screening every couple of years.
Exactly. But at the same time, I don't really know if that particular style of weapon is really necessary for anybody to really own.
No, I agree. That's a bit much. That's a bit ridiculous.
You know? I say a 22 caliber
rifle. Not for a civilian.
But I say a 22 caliber rifle or a handgun.
Rifles are good. Handguns, most of them are good. You know, yeah.
Like a James Bond PPK Walther 38.
There you go.
Right? Yes, I don't know about any of our listeners, but I love all of the James Bond films. Even including the one James Bond film with the one really, like, super gay James Bond.
Pussy Willows, was it? Was it Pussy Willows?
Yeah, I don't remember which one it was myself. He went to go into this retreat somewhere in the Himalayan mountains or something. And it was evil. It was Russia, Russia, Russia. Cause they were
Russia, gross. Russia, yeah. Russia.
e-scooters still got to go. They're just annoying as fuck, especially where they place them. I really feel that they need to be docked. There's plenty of space for them to be docked. It's like place that you can place all the advertising you want. Then just place advertisements.
But then that requires them to have permission and permits, and then they have to, you know, pay to put.
But I don't get it.
Out.
Why are they allowed to just? They have to have permission to place these things now.
Do they really?
Yes, they're not. You can't just place something on the sidewalk for sale. which is what these things technically are.
Okay, they're which they are, but use. Then the question is, are they... What kind of permits are they paying for?
Probably public use, some kind of a public use permit.
Well, then I don't know. Then maybe it's cheaper than a docking station, and they don't want to bother with it, and it's a cheap way, and the cities are allowing them to do it. Well, I mean, if the cities are approving them to do this, a lot of the problem lies within the city saying, oh, yeah, this is a great idea. Really?
As a citizen of this city, I protest that.
You should write your mayor and alderman and whatever.
Yep.
Have you written your alderman before?
No. I've actually spoken to my alderman before in a short burst of conversation.
Okay.
But no, I've never written my alderman.
You should try it.
At the end of the day, though, these people are not going to see any type of change unless you actually physically go and protest. Until they see a bunch of people really pissed off about something. And see, that's the thing. There is a couple of one or two groups in the area that I live in that are really strongly against certain things, and they will protest like there's nobody's business. And
like
they usually
nobody's
win.
Business protest like those lights flashing on and off all over the place.
Yeah. I like flashy.
Okay,
flashy,
that's fine. Hey, feel, good for you.
It makes me feel like I'm in a fancy place.
Okay, cool. That worked for me. Worked for you. Hey, go for it.
So I haven't been live recently on Facebook from time to time playing Project Hi-Rise because sometimes I just feel like I have nothing to say.
I kind of get addicted to that game. I don't understand why.
But I do like playing it a lot. That's correct. It is very addictive. And you know what? I've been kind of starting over from time to time, and I just...
That's what I
I'm
do.
Trying to find ultimately better ways to construct and place things. And I think that's why I'm starting over. I'm noticing, okay, this is not a good method, and I can't do anything about it because I'm losing so much money.
Yeah, true.
I've had to take out two loans, and that's just wiped me out.
Yeah. That's then at that point, over. Forget it, yeah.
I try not to play the unlimited because I want to work within the game parameters per se.
No, I get that. I get that. I've kind of started. Yeah, I started a few off of the unlimited one as well, so I've been playing with those for a
while. One thing I'm not happy with though is you cannot. I don't care what anybody says. So far for me, when I go to my other machine that's got the same Steam account loaded, I do not get my games that are on the other computer.
Really? It does that for me.
Nope. I get separate games. So, that's fine, though. It's like, it's no biggie. Because it just kind of lets me deal with games that I've kind of created on the laptop separate. And, yeah,
so strange.
Fine. Yeah. So, today's new word is Pinkeldorfin.
Wait, I thought today's new word was cumapants.
Well, but this is the new hashtag word.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, hashtag Pinkeldorfin. It's like Pinkeldorfin. Regular Dorfin, but with style. So,
what's a Dorfin?
Just a quick shout out to my two favorite restaurants. That would be Orange at 2011 West Roscoe Street and Range 1119 West Webster. We both are sister restaurants, and we both are great places to be. So come check us out.
There you go. That sounds lovely.
And I'm excited for our October trip. Uh-oh, Anthony's having a studio experience moment.
I lost a chocolate-covered peanut. Hold on.
So
yes, tell our listeners about our October trip.
Well, I'll just say, and I'll just kind of speak to my little part. I'm going on the Amtrak train from Chicago to Champaign. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's probably going to be like a 5-hour journey. Oh my god, that's a really bright flashlight. Anthony is looking for his chocolate droppings. Anyways, I'm looking forward to being on the train just because I like trains. I think they're a method of transport that, if used correctly and tuned properly and built nicely, and you know, you make it as safe as possible, it can be a rival to aircraft. You can make them fast, and but anyways, what I'm not happy with is, yeah, it takes like 5 hours. It's like, come on, can we not like speed up the trains and, you know, do it in like an hour and a half or something?
I think the Amtrak only takes like 2 hours and 15 minutes to get to Champaign from Chicago.
Oh no, I think it's like a 5.5 hour trip.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was shorter.
I thought it was too. Let me just double check in the amount of time that we have. Yeah. Ah.
But you can start double checking now. Well, I do the whole thing. How's that sound? Dope. Hey, well, folks, it looks like thing. The ugly... Okay, well, fine, whatever. It looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and the meter reader is here, and she looks pissed. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Lou is sitting in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little...
Fart.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Champ Radio. Remember, all times are New York time. Be sure to check out my collection of weekend entertainment with Weekend with Joe. It comes on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Saturdays at noon, and another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times are New York time.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Traffic with Doppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. every Sunday on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Shyampa.org for our complete schedule.
And you know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in our fun programming with extra added Technic U audio procedures. How do you do this, I ask you? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyampa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also listen on the web. Just go to chiampa.org.
Ooh.
Isn't that nice? That was right on time, too. Damn.
Yeah, you can take the 391. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes from Union Station to Champaign.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was like, 6 hours. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, you're just going to Champaign. You're not going to freaking Missouri.
Missouri.
Well, see, I considered the train, but I figured I kind of, considering where I'm staying, going downtown and heading back out and going around, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know. We want to do the scenic countryside drive. It will be October, so maybe it will be nice and orangey and, you know, colorful.
I'm sure I'll be seeing scenics.
Okay, great. All right, then. Then you have all the scenics that you want. Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will not be back next week.
We will not.
Will not. Will not be back next week.
Will not.
Check out our blog at Shyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't call 911 after setting your pussy on fire in a lift while refusing to tip because you're a ninny who pisses on potatoes with bits of hot dog. Candied hot dog. Have a good night, good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out. With a K for Kickapoo.
That's a wrap. Bye bye with a knee.
Kickapoo.
Yeah, Kickapoo. Look it up. It's kind of interesting.
Ooh, Sex Lexus.
Ooh.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.